Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. Thanks for joining me. Today we're going to talk about what it means to be enabled. How our times of quiet with God can enable us, or how perhaps more specifically God can enable us to be who we're called to be, to handle the challenges of life, to pursue the vision God has put before us. We need enabling. Now, this is on my mind as I'm reflecting today, partway around my prayer walk this morning, reflecting on a number of things recently. I was teaching on the topic of suffering, which led me to think about how God disciplines us. Recently, I recorded a Quiet Time Coaching podcast on my reflections on praying, not so much for what we, asking God for favors. Don't think there's anything wrong with that precisely, but the idea that faith in prayer, or not in prayer, faithful prayer, prayer that has faith within it, is often more when we're focused on asking God for things that we don't really want. We don't really want, say, greater perseverance or greater love or greater for people and situations. And, you know, we see Jesus in Gethsemane praying and praying until his will aligns with his Father's will. So a lot of really prayer that's infused with faith is praying for things we don't really want. And then I was reflecting on two of my desires for the year is to grow in the areas of assertiveness, healthy assertiveness, and diligence, and how God has put things in my life this year to help me with that. But I'd stopped praying about those things until, again, recently I've been praying more for those things this last few days. But why don't I pray more for those two things which I say I want? At least part of the reason is I don't really want them. I mean, I do want them and I don't want them. And my lack of prayer about them reveals that in my heart I'm struggling to desire greater assertiveness and greater diligence. So all of this, thinking about suffering, thinking about my prayers on those topics. And then this last Sunday, preaching on Acts chapter 14, verses 1 to 7. So the connection is this. So in Acts 14, we find Paul and Barnabas in Iconium, and they're preaching very effectively. I love that verse 1. They spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. But they face opposition. First of all, it's the other Gentiles, not the ones who believe, clearly. The other Gentiles poisoned the minds of a lot of people against them, but they persevere. They stick at it. They spend considerable time there, speaking boldly for the Lord, confirmed the message of his grace by, and here's the key word for me, enabling them to perform signs and wonders. He enabled them to do what was necessary to be able to continue to be effective for him, for God, despite this poisoning action of the people opposing them. So God enabled them. And there's a division, and then there's a plot comes, and then they find out that there's a plan to stone them, and then they leave. Where they continue to preach, though, once they get to Lystra and Derbe and the surrounding country, they continue to preach. So they don't stop, but they do move on. That was the subject of the sermon. But this word enabling, and I thought about the word enabling and how God, it's critical there that God enables them to perform those miracles and those signs, to help them continue with their work. And that made me reflect on Acts chapter 4. In Acts chapter 4, Peter and John are arrested and they're threatened. And after their release, what do? They go back to the rest of the believers. And their response when they hear the report, it says that they raised their voices together in prayer to God. So they're facing a situation of opposition, of danger, of threat, of being tempted, I would think, certainly for me, to stop preaching or teaching or going house to house or talking about this resurrected Messiah. And they pray, and they pray to God, and they reflect on his power and his plan. And then after they've done that, it says this in verse 29. "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." Enable. That word enable there again. Enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. There's a parallel there for me between Acts 4 and Acts 14. In Acts 14, they're enabled to perform the signs and wonders, which confirms and helps strengthen their ability to preach the word effectively and deal with the challenging situation they find themselves in. And here in Acts 4, they pray that they could be enabled. And indeed, after they prayed, in verse 31, what happens? The place where they were meeting was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And the result? They spoke the word of God boldly. Boldness is mentioned a couple of times in Acts 4, and it's mentioned again in Acts 14. There's a boldness of action, a boldness of speech, a boldness of faith. And it comes because they ask God to enable them. And that's something I've been praying this morning, just thinking about how am I going to grow in assertiveness, and how am I going to grow in diligence, or any of the, say, the aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. How am I going to grow in those? Well, there's a few things that would help. But one is to ask God to enable me to accept whatever he brings into my life that will help me grow in the area of assertiveness. Clearly, if I'm going to pray to be more assertive, I'm asking God, I'm in a sense giving him permission, although he doesn't need my permission, but I'm in a sense giving him permission to bring into my life the things that will challenge and help me to grow in my assertiveness. I mean, it's actually something happening later on today, which is a very minor thing in the grand scheme of things, but I've been praying about this morning that I will be assertive in that situation. So if I'm going to ask him to enable me to be more assertive, I am saying, God, bring into my life the things that will help me grow in that area. And the same thing with diligence. I have a couple of things on my list to do today that I really don't want to do. And they're not, again, it's not earth-shattering stuff. It's without boring you with the details, it's admin-type stuff. It's form-filling things that I hate. I'm rather form-phobic, and I don't like these complicated forms, which are some things I need to do and fill in. That's going to take more diligence than I find comfortable. Oh, Lord, please help me today, because I need this. I need the challenge, and I need. But then this morning, as I'm praying, what am I asking? I'm saying, God, enable. Please enable me. Enable me to be more diligent, enable me to be more assertive, more like Christ in this area. And it's him that will enable me. And this must have been what inspired and encouraged Paul and Barnabas in Iconium, that despite the poisoning and despite the plot, they carried on speaking boldly until they had to leave, because they knew God was enabling them. He enabled the signs and wonders. And in Acts chapter 4, they knew that it was God that was going to enable them to be bold in speaking. And thus, coming back to our thinking about quiet time coaching, about our times of quiet with God, why do we go out? Why do we look for these times of quiet, these solitary places like Jesus did? Why do we go off to solitary places? Why do we go out to walk and pray, or into a room and shut the door and pray? Why do we pray on the way to the tube station or the train or the bus? Or why do we do this? Part of it, at least, is we're asking God, enable me. I need to know I need to be confident. I need a sense that you are the one enabling me to be who I can be for you today. For me to be my most Christ-like, the most Christ-like version of myself. And I heard this somewhere a little while ago. I rather like that phrase. How can I be the most Christ-like version of myself today, Father? For you, for your kingdom, and for the sake of the people around me, the needy and the lost and the weak and the struggling. And how can I be the most Christ-like version of myself? Well, that's going to take God enabling us. God enabling us to be bold. God enabling us to be faithful. God enabling us to be loving. God enabling us to be stronger than we think we can be. God enabling us ultimately to be more Christ-like. What do you think about this topic? When you hear me talk about God enabling you to be more than you otherwise would be, or giving you the strength that you need, what comes to mind? What does that mean to you? What does that look like to be enabled by God? Like they pray in Acts chapter 4 and as we see in Acts chapter 14. What does it look like for you? What does it mean to be enabled? I'm praying this morning that God will enable me to be what I need to be, what I can be, for every situation in which I find myself today. That I'll know He's enabling me to be the most Christ-like I can be in every situation. I'm sure I may fail Him at some points today. I may not live up to that. But if I know, as I pray this morning, that I'm asking God to enable me to be that kind of person, that's going to help me. How about you today? Can you spend some time, take a moment to pray and ask God, like those people, like those early brothers and sisters of ours in Acts chapter 4, enable me today, God. Enable me to be bold. Enable me to be faithful. Enable me to be Christ to those I am with today. So please let me know what you think about this and what helps you and what it means to you to be enabled by God. I'd really be interested to know. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear this recording. And if you can, just jot a comment into the comment box either on my website or wherever you see the podcast in your podcast feeds. Because when we put those things there publicly, we can learn from each other, and we learn best when we're learning in community. If you know anybody who might benefit from this recording and the feed, then please pass the link on. Just send it to them via email or WhatsApp or some method or other. And if you could leave a review, that would be tremendous, because it increases the visibility of these recordings to search engines and such like. Until the next time, I hope and pray that you have a wonderful time of quiet with God today and every day in the next week, and that you'll find it's your experience that God enables you to be all that He's called you to be, to His glory and to your joy. Take care and God bless.